Well, it's a good start for Giants netball. They beat Adelaide 66-52 in the season opener on the weekend. However, they lost diamond shooter Kira Austin to a knee injury, which looks like an ACL. Joining us now is Giants goalkeeper Sam Pullman. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So I guess injury soured a great win. How is Kira Austin after that?
Yeah, we're pretty devastated. We don't know, I guess, the injury itself just yet. She's, I think, in scans this morning. Obviously, I think we will think that she'll be out for quite a long time, which is pretty devastating for us and for her because she's in probably, you know, career best form, had a really nice international series behind her, and we're really excited for her this season. So, yeah, very disappointing.
Sam, I know it's hard. Any team that gets an injury of a brilliant player and a senior player, always hard to replace. But who does that present an opportunity for now in regards to coming in and taking that spot?
Yeah, I think for us, Joe Harton and I looked at each other in the game and we were like, here we go again, because we lost Kim Green, similar situation against the same team a couple of years ago. Yeah. So for us, yeah, sometimes with, you know, one player, another player gets an opportunity to stand up, and that's Sophie Dwyer for us. She's our, I guess, young player in our team and has been playing really nice in preseason. And I think she's slipped in really nicely there on the weekend, given all the pressure and, you know, devastating to see another teammate go down. I thought she stood up and did well. So we have confidence in the rest of our team, but yeah, still devastated for Kira.
Like any sporting team, you want to get better. You were very impressive in the opening round, 14-point win. But, you know, again, when you do the review, what's the areas you're looking to improve?
Yeah, I'm about to go into review after this phone call, so I'm sure,
right.
I'm sure we'll be told what we did well and what we did not. But
What were your thoughts on the game then?
I think, naturally for us, there was a lot of talk in those little things that we can do better, and I think that's a good sign of a team in game one where you're not, you know, yes, we're excited by the win, but naturally we're going, okay, how do we get better from this? How do we improve? So, you know, a lot of nerves. It's been, I think, apparently 623 days since our last home game. So there certainly was a lot of nerves out on court. And I think everyone just wanted to get that first game under their belt.
What about structure-wise last year compared to this season? Has much changed?
Well, we're in a hub last year. So I think this year everyone's excited to hopefully, fingers crossed, play a normal home and away season. And with that allows us to play in front of fans and crowds and have the home court advantage, which I think we're most excited for.
Yeah. And what about on the court?
Oh, on the court? Yeah, for us, I think keeping it very similar because we have all but one player change. And for us, I know it's a bit cliche, but we lost only some games last year by one or two, and you change that and it's a different ball game. You're in finals. So we are similar to what we did last year, just fixing those crucial moments and I guess being a bit more consistent, and we're confident that we'll change, you know, that couple of goal turnaround into wins. And yeah, I think on the weekend it was a good start.
We're talking to Sam Pullman from Giants Netball. And Sam, we had Christiana Manua on the show last week and I saw she was a late withdrawal. What happened?
Yeah, was it our fault? Loz does that to everyone, Sam. Don't worry about that.
She'll definitely not answer your calls again. Just at training the day before, just had a bit of a strain, and because it was so close to the game, she probably, you know, a different point in the season could have kind of strapped up and played. But given round one, you kind of don't want to do more damage and then be out for longer. So it was more just a, I think, safety call, and she'll be back on court with us this morning training. So hopefully she'll be right to go for round two.
And how important is it to get a win at home on Saturday?
So important. We've got a brand new arena to play in front of. And like I said, touched on before, it's been over 600 days since we've played in front of a home crowd. So we're super excited. Collingwood are definitely, you know, hungry to beat us. They beat us one game in pre-season. So I have no doubt it'll be an awesome game.
And Sam, tell us about Aspire Netball, which you founded.
Yeah, that's, I guess, my kind of passion project. I was a regional pathway athlete and did the commute from Newcastle to Sydney 5 to 6 days a week, and I wanted to have more, I guess, aspiring athletes from my home region progressing through the pathway, and wanted to make sure that they had opportunity at home rather than, you know, having to have parents that were available to drive into Sydney or money get in the way. So, yeah, I founded about 3 years ago now Aspire Netball, and we've got plenty of athletes really exciting and really progressing through the New South Wales pathway. We've got one that's actually with the Swift Academy. So although she's not, you know, on the wrong side of the team, you know, it's an exciting opportunity for her to keep progressing through.
Yeah, we were just talking about how strong sport is in Wagga and the Riverina, and certainly got some great athletes there in the Hunter as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was this stat come out that a lot of, you know, professional athletes do come from the country. So the more that gets on elite level, the better, I think.
Couldn't agree more. Good on you, Sam. Great to talk to
you. Go to the country.
That's it.
Clarky, what are you
saying? No comment. I didn't say a word. I'm all for country.
He gets dirty on a sand from moving from the country.
No, I don't. I'm proud city slicker.
Ooh,
but
you be careful.
I don't mind country.
When I hang up.
Bring on the country. Improve sport all around Australia is what
absolutely
I believe. Give everybody the same opportunity.
Great to talk to you, Sam. Good luck against Collingwood.
Thanks so much.